Hello there, my name's Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. Now, of course, we've just heard that Nvidia are going to buy ARM. Well, what does that mean for CPUs, for GPUs, for servers, for IoT, for AI? Well, for actually every type of chip that there is out there. Well, if you want to find out more, please let me explain. So it's a glorious sunny day here and I thought I'd come outside to record this video, a bit of a change from the studio videos that I normally do. So as we're into change, what's this all about? Well, Nvidia have announced that they are going to buy ARM, mainly using a stock options, and there is some cash involved. When I say cash, some, we're talking about billions, but I mean, it's mainly to do with stock options. So what's happened is that 4 years ago, SoftBank bought ARM. It was before that a publicly listed company in the UK. It became part of the SoftBank group. It was no longer publicly listed. And now it is being sold to Nvidia. When I say now, they've announced it. It's gonna be about 18 months before all of the different processes, all the legal processes go through, including getting all the approvals from the different governments, including the UK government, the US government, and the Chinese government. Now, if that all goes through, as of course they hope it will, then 18 months from now, ARM will actually become a business unit of Nvidia. Now, of course, the big first question that everyone asks is, will ARM remain as it is in terms of the way it sells its CPU cores? And isn't there a conflict of interest because Nvidia is actually a customer of ARM? It uses ARM cores, and yet it's also trying to sell to possibly its rivals. I've just actually come off a teleconference call with lots of other people from the industry, from the BBC and from Reuters and Forbes and so on. I was in there as well. And it was with Jensen, the CEO of Nvidia, and with Simon Segars, the CEO of ARM. And the one thing they wanted to make absolutely clear was that ARM's business model, this licensing model of licensing its CPU cores and GPU cores and interconnects and all the other stuff, microcontrollers, will remain exactly the same. And the reason for that, of course, is that Nvidia want to be able to push their own IP into that ecosystem. So really they're buying the ecosystem and they'll do absolutely nothing to want to damage that ecosystem. They don't do anything to damage the partners and the so on, because as soon as they do that and people start to move away from ARM processors, ARM microcontrollers, ARM in the server space, then of course Nvidia lose, and they're paying top dollar for this. $40 billion in value is what we're being told. They're paying top dollar for this, and of course they don't want to do anything to jeopardize that investment. But also it's interesting because Nvidia are saying they want to push their own IP out into this business plan, this business model that ARM have really got. And this is where I've got a few questions, because now what we've got is some conflicts of interest. Of course, the most obvious is with the GPU, because ARM make GPUs, the Mali GPU, and Nvidia make GPUs. In fact, Nvidia make a lot of GPUs. So here is one question. Now that question was put to Jensen, are you gonna still use Mali, is it still going to be sold? He said, absolutely yes, but at the same time, in a different part of the call, he said, but also we want to take Nvidia's GPUs and get those out to our partners who are in the ARM ecosystem. So that to me seemed like a bit of a conflict here, because you can't keep selling Mali and at the same time saying we're going to sell Nvidia's GPU to all of ARM's customers. Now, was he maybe thinking about, you know, GPUs in the data center for, you know, AI stuff? Was he thinking about GPUs maybe for people who are building autonomous cars, autonomous robots, all that kind of AI stuff? Was he thinking about the smartphone market? We don't know. Now, a lot of the details, of course, we won't know for 18 months when, of course, this whole thing finally get sort of signed up and sealed. That's when we'll know what the real business plan's going to be. But there's other areas of conflict of interest as well. And I'm saying these conflicts of interest because in this, all the press releases, they're talking about how they're complementary, two complementary companies, really Nvidia kind of just bringing in ARM and it's going to expand the business. But actually there are quite a lot of areas where there is an overlap. So another area is CPU design. Now, of course, ARM designs CPU cores, left, right, and center, but also Nvidia designs CPU cores based on ARM's architecture, but also based on RISC-V, and we'll talk more about RISC-V in a moment. So here's an interesting conflict. If there's a CPU design center in Nvidia who make the CPUs and they make SoCs, and there's a CPU design centers throughout ARM. Which one of those is going to disappear? Which one is going to get merged in? Which one is going to just going to be put out of business? That we don't know. So there is another potential area there where there is a conflict of interest. Also, it will be interesting, will the design centers, like the CPU design center for NVIDIA, make CPUs that you only find in NVIDIA's products? Will any of ARM's designs end up being NVIDIA only designs, particularly, let's say, maybe not for the smartphone, but let's say in the server space or in the AI space? That's another interesting thing. Talking about AI, the reason we're talking about it is that the big push that we were trying to say is that we're going to make our ARM is going to come into NVIDIA. It's going to be part of the great AI revolution. And of course, NVIDIA are very keen, very big, in fact, in the AI space, autonomous vehicles, all that GPU power they've got, they're using for all of the machine learning that needs to go on. And they want to bring ARM into that. But that also raises another area of conflict, because ARM has its own AI and machine learning kind of business unit, and there's the Project Trillium, and there's the neural processors that ARM are developing. Now, also NVIDIA have got neural processors, and they've got their GPUs, and they've got other stuff as well. And so again, who is going to be the boss in this? Who is going to lose out? Who is going to win? I'm talking about people now, and groups, and internal groups. Which one is going to have the dominance? I would suspect it's going to be NVIDIA, and that all the work that ARM have put into AI up until now will just get sucked into the work that NVIDIA are already doing. Now, earlier on, I also mentioned RISC-V. NVIDIA uses RISC-V. There are RISC-V processors inside of its GPUs, and that's because it uses them to kind of a lot of the interconnection stuff, and a lot of the interfaces are powered by RISC-V CPUs, including a lot of the security stuff that tries to make sure that kind of hackers aren't trying to breach different things inside the GPU, memory overwrites, and there's a whole bunch of stuff. It's really quite complicated. And they're using RISC-V. Now, it was asked on the call, will you keep using RISC-V? And I was expecting to, in all honesty, I was expecting Jensen to say, no, we're going to swap from RISC-V over to ARM because we're fully committed to ARM, because it will be part of our own company. And in fact, he said, no, we're going to keep using RISC-V. Now, I found that quite of an odd message to send out, that you're buying a company that is the world leader in terms of microprocessors and low power situations and microcontrollers, and then you say, no, we're going to use a different one. That wasn't very convincing, really. And again, talking of RISC-V, will there be now companies that kind of take another look at RISC-V rather than looking at ARM? Now, I'm talking long-term strategy here. I think the current, the US sanctions against China, Huawei and all that, that is basically forcing China to come up with its own solutions, and they will be RISC-V based, as pretty much guaranteed. So in fact, because necessity is the mother of invention, what the US have actually done is forced China's hand, and it will now have to go and invest in RISC-V. And I think we're going to see more of that in maybe the next 2 to 3 years. Now, here's a question: if I'm making a long-term plan about what I want to do, as a company, for example, using embedded CPUs or using microcontrollers, do I look towards ARM and then say, oh, it's part of NVIDIA now? What if NVIDIA tried to get a bit funky and they don't want to do things right? They change the pricing, they change I don't know what. Maybe I should look at RISC-V. So there is actually, again, another knock-on effect of this, is that if NVIDIA don't get a good message out to ARM partners and to potential people who are making 3 to 5 to 10 year plans about the technology they're going to be using in their products, and that covers everything from hard drives to cameras to set-top boxes to TVs to everything, not only just smartphones and tablets and laptops, but everything that's got a microprocessor in it or a microcontroller in it, they need to get a message out that actually don't abandon ARM. Stay with us, because everything is good, everything remains the same. And I hope they can do that, but I also hope that they realize that there's going to be a few people with a few twitchy feet right now having heard this announcement. And that also leads, of course, to the big partners like Apple, because of course they've just announced they're switching all of the Macs over to ARM-based CPUs. And of course you've got other big partners like Qualcomm, MediaTek, Samsung, and so on. So let's look at those two into two different categories. There are those that have an architectural license. So Apple has an architectural license, Samsung has an architectural license, Qualcomm has an architectural license. So any of those companies can basically keep on developing ARM-based processors. In fact, Nvidia has an architectural license, which is quite ironic in this situation. They can keep developing their own CPUs. It just has to conform to the ARM instruction set. They don't use any technology from ARM itself in terms of the CPU designs, the core designs, the interconnects, the caches. They do it all themselves, and they can keep on doing that. And those licenses are pretty much concrete. You can't just take them away. They're pretty much written in concrete. So Apple really doesn't have anything to worry about, because the Apple chips that are going in the Macs are ARM's, Apple's design of ARM chips. They don't, it's not a Cortex A something or other from ARM. It's actually just Apple's design, so they don't have a worry with that. And other companies like Qualcomm, like Samsung, if they thought that the Cortex chips were not doing what they wanted, they of course could go back again to designing their own chips, as they've done in the past. Samsung and Qualcomm have both done that. So I think the hardest thing for Nvidia right now is this 18 months of uncertainty, because it's going to take that long for all the legal process to complete and all of the different approvals that need to come from the governments and the US and the UK and so on. And that could be an 18 months in which people don't really know what's going to happen. And that's uncertainty. And uncertainty is always a bad thing when it comes to investments. So people are making decisions about what they're going to do in the next product after the next one, let's say 2 years down the road, 3 years down the road, and they're going to start to think about, do they need to go in another direction? Now, Nvidia have already started by saying, no, they're going to maintain ARM's open licensing model. They're going to have no competition problems. They're going to license to anybody that wants it. However, they really need to hammer that message home consistently and repeatedly over the next 18 months so that people don't get cold feet and start to think about other things. Other than that, the investment that Nvidia can put into ARM, particularly in the data center, on desktop CPUs, laptops, and combine them with Nvidia GPUs, could be great. But of course, there are these areas of crossover like Mali, and as I've said, the CPU design centers, and still this question about RISC-V that I'm not very happy about. Those things need to be solved. But really, as I've said, we won't get all the details until actually the final thing is closed and ARM is technically and officially part of Nvidia. Until then, well, there'll be lots of speculation, I guess, lots of questions, and we'll try and get some answers and let's see what happens. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, please do give it a thumbs up. If you like these kind of videos, why not stick around by subscribing to the channel? Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.